So continuing in Simchas Yom Tov, so we mentioned that we had a problem with the Rambam because the Gemara says very clearly, quoting a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Bizmash Besimich Shaykayim Ein Simchal Basar, Achshav Shem Besimich Shaykayim Ein Simchal B'Yayin. So it sounds like there was a point in history where the only way to achieve Simchas Yom Tov was with Basar, and then there was a later point in history, which is now, that the only way to achieve Simchas Yom Tov is with Yayin. But there's never a point in history where you do both Basara and Yayin. Yet the Rambam says that you do both Basara and Yayin. So that was a problem with the Rambam. So who asked that kasha? That was the kasha of the Beis Yosef. How could the Rambam say you do both Basara and Yayin? It's not what the Gemara said. So we suggested, well, maybe the Rambam didn't say it either. Maybe the Rambam's saying that Basar or Yayin. But even that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara never said you have an option of Basar or Yayin. The Gemara said that at certain points it was only Basar, no option of Yayin. And at other points it was only Yayin, no option of Basar. So we had two approaches that we saw to answering this question. One approach was the Amshel Shlomo, where the Amshel Shlomo had said that Be'ikr ein simcha ela bebasar. Basar is the ikr, and basar is always the ikr, and basar has to be the where a person gets a simcha, because sudas yantiv, it's always got to be with basar, basar, basar. Elamai, it used to be when the Beis Hamikdash was around, we'd have an additional simcha, aside from the fact that basar is delicious, it was also the spiritual elevation of bringing a korban. Great. Now that we don't have that element of the basar, so we have yayin to sort of compensate for that missing element of basar. So yayin sort of is mashlim, what the basar is lacking nowadays. But of course there's basar. The Gemara never meant to say that it's not basar. The phrase ein simcha l'b'yayin could be translated in two ways. Ein simcha l'b'yayin could mean that wine is the only thing necessary for simcha, or it could mean that you can only achieve simcha when you use wine. If you say wine is the only necessary thing for simcha, then it means just wine. That's why we originally understood the Gemara. That's why the Beis Yosef understood the Gemara. But if you say like the Rambam will read ein simcha l'b'yayin is you can't get simcha without wine. It doesn't mean you can get it with wine alone. You just can't get it without wine. Meaning, wine needs to be one of your ingredients for simcha. The other ingredient, basar. That's how the Amshel Shlomo understood. Then we saw that the Bach understood a little differently. Very similar, but a little bit different. The Bach says, it's not that basar is the ikr. No, basar is still critical. It's still part of the picture. It's part of the equation. Basar plus yayin equals simcha. That's still the equation, just like the Amshel Shlomo said. But the ikar is yayin. That's the only thing he changed. He says, how do I know basar is still part of the equation? Because of the Mishnayos and Osov Espino and Chulin, where you can make the assumption that everyone is shechting basar right before Yantar. Because you need to have basar if you want to have simcha. The Gemara in Shabbos, that basar is part of Onek Shabbos. You want to enjoy something, got to have basar. But basar is not the ikr. Basar used to be the ikr when it was a carbon. Now yayin is the ikr. Why is yayin the ikr? So says the Bach. Yayin is the ikr because there's a pasuk that tells us that yayin brings simcha. There is no pasuk that tells us that basar, other than basar karbanos, brings simcha. The only pasuk that says basar brings simcha is about basar karbanos. We have no pasuk that mentions basar chulin bringing simcha. So it's got to be that yayin is the ikr, because you have a pasuk that yayin is the ikr, that yayin brings simcha. That's got to be it, says the Bach. And therefore, nowadays, to achieve simcha, just like the Yamshel Shlomo, you need both basar and yayin, but he differs in terms of what's the ikr. It's not that basar is the ikr, like the Yamshel Shlomo said, it's that yayin is the ikr. And he claims Tosfos agrees with him, which is a gevaldik chiddush in its own right. Because Tosfos said, when we say Ein Simcha L'B'Yayin, Tosfos says, yeah, Ein Simcha L'B'Yayin is B'Zman HaZeh, Ein Simcha L'Basar is B'Zman Shemim. It sounds like the Pasha reading of the Gemara, that there are two modes. There's Basar at that point in history, and Yayin after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Not that it's both. The Bach says, oh, for sure, the Tosfos is saying what I'm saying. Yeah.
Why is that a good riot by Gemara Shabbos? Because the Gemara says,
So that's a major machlokas, whether there is or is not an inyan of simchas haShabbos. It's
so
a major machlokas.
People hold that if there is no inyan of simchas haShabbos,
that would be a bad raya. Yes, that would not be a good raya. It would only work if you hold that there's an inyan of simchas
haShabbos.
Sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like it. It's a very chashva ha'ara, very important point. It's a question: do you have to have meat on Shabbos? If the mitzvah is just oneg, so do we ever say ain oneg elav basar? in simcha l'bavasar. The Gemara says you have meat and fish for oneg. It sounds like because those are enjoyable things. So if you enjoy fish, have salmon for Shabbos lunch. Is that okay? So that's right. That's part of the question. If there's a mitzvah of simcha, then you should really have how we define simcha, which is basar v'yayin. But if it's not a mitzvah of simcha, it's just what you enjoy. My favorite food as a kid was my mother used to make cheese blintzes. I loved cheese blintzes. So would that be my oneg? Maybe I could have. I don't eat them anymore. You know. What? No, she didn't bake them, she fried them. That's why they're so good. yeah. How do we pass on the halacha?
I think Tosfos is just explaining one opinion. Why does that mean that Tosfos holds that view? I'm saying, how could we learn anything about what Tosfos holds if he's just explaining the first opinion and there are two other opinions also, possibly two other opinions?
Meaning he's quoting the Tanakhama of the Brisa. When the Tanakhama of the Brisa says, "But remember Samchel b'Yayin," he's saying "Bismanazeb, Bismanazeb Samchel b'Basa." But maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Anoshim Broilem v'Anoshim Broilem, that women get clothing, maybe then there's no chiluk between Bismanazeb and Bismanazeb. It's whatever makes you happy, and Basa still makes people happy, so it would still be Basa. Could very well be. Could, yeah.
This could be one in the back, whether he holds Simcha's Shabbos or not. Where would we find a Lishukasa if I would want to look at it? Where would I find a Lishukasa?
I guess you gotta look at Hilchos Shabbos, see how he describes Suda's Shabbos, whether he requires Basa or not. I guess. The Mitzvah Bonok Shabbos, if you look at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Probably. Yeah? So how do we pass on halacha? What do we pass on over here? You need basar and yayin and yantiv, you don't need basar and yayin and yantiv. So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, source number 24, Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, Chayev Adam Liyos Sameach V'Tov Lev B'Moed. A person has to be happy and of glad heart, of good heart on yantiv. Hu V'Ishto Vana V'Kol Anil V'Milav. He, his wife, his children, everyone is associated with him. Ketzan v'samcha, and how are you misamech them? Haktanim nosen klayz v'gozim. Ma'anashim kodalim begadim v'tachshitim k'fim amono. Children, give them candies. Women, clothing, jewelry, as much as you could afford. V'chayiv la'achil ger, li'yosim la'almanim, sharaniyim. And din tainis beyond to come up with Shabbos, whatever, look there. Something missing here? What? Men! He doesn't tell us how a man is supposed to be happy. Shulchan Aruch tells us how to make the women happy, how to make the children happy, the yasam, the alman, to make everyone happy. Yeah, but he doesn't tell us what a man is supposed to do. Where's the ein simchal b'basa, the ein simchal b'yayin? Are you supposed to have wine and meat? Doesn't mention either one of them. It's wild, no? Especially for someone who has the habit of quoting the exact lashonos of the Rambam. So you would think he would have said ein simchal b'basa, ein simchal b'yayin. You have to be ochel basar shos yayin. How does he not mention that? Take a look in the Bir Halacha. Says Bir Halacha, va'anashim bizman shemis migdash. Va'anashim. First word in the Bir Halacha. V'ha anashim. And what about the men? Why are the men always ignored in Judaism? You don't hear that question so much. Judaism, come on, Shulchan Aruch is biased against the men. Doesn't mention the men. Va'anashim, so says Bir Halacha, what about the men? Bizman shebeis mikdash yakayo mayochem basar shlom v'simcha k'dichsiv v'zavach l'shom yachalta v'shom v'simachta v'achshav she'im beis mikdash kayo ein yotzin yidei chov v'simcha ela b'yayin shnemar v'yayin yisamach l'avenosh aval basar ein chov l'echol achshav kivin she'in lana basar shlomim. So what's he doing? He says, oh, don't forget, you still have a way to get men happy, and that is basar v'yayin. Gotta make sure you do that. Couple of problems here. Newt, what are the problems here in the Bir Halacha? First of all, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say it? So he deals with that. The very next line. V'amechaber shlo hiskir basar azil shitasei b'beis Yosef. He's going l'shita sov, what he says in the Beis Yosef, not to mention basar. In Beis Yosef, he said no basar. What do you say in Beis Yosef? He had a kasha on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say basar? That really the Gemara sounds like it shouldn't be basar. Okay, so the way the Bir Lach is understanding that is that the Beis Yosef rejects the Rambam. That's not just Amakasha, but he's rejecting the Rambam. And he's saying that nowadays basar doesn't play a role. It's only yayin. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch is not going to mention basar. Great, what's your next problem? He doesn't even mention yayin. Yayin should have been mentioned. So he goes on, Ulin in Yayin, Samach al Masha Hisker Besifal Shatzarach Likavoa Suda Ala Yayin. This is Tavkuf Chavtes Si'if Beit. But if you look in Tavkuf Chavtes Si'if Aleph, he doesn't talk about Simcha in Tavkuf Chavtes Si'if Aleph, but here's what he does do. The very end of Chelek Hey. Or Chelek Dalet. Tavkuf Chavtes. No, Chelek Hey. The very end of Chelek Hey. First halach in Tavkuf Chavtes. Mitzvahs Yom Tov lechalko. Chetzio lebeis ha-medrash vechetzio leachila ushtia. Can't see the words. It's caught in the binding. V'tzorach l'chabdo l'ango k'mo b'shabbos. You have to honor it and enjoy it like Shabbos. V'chayev l'vtzol shtei kikaros. You have to have lecha mishnah. V'lekvoa kol su'uda al ha-yayin. And to be koveh the su'uda on wine. So then in the next halacha where he actually talks about the mitzvah of simcha, he doesn't have to mention yayin again because he already wrote yayin. He already said you have to be koveh every suda on yayin. Now when he says you have to be koveh every suda on yayin, what halacha is that? Is that the halacha of kiddush? He's just saying you have to make kiddush? Well then it bears mentioning again. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov is not just to drink kiddush wine. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontov is to have wine in your meal. Right? Presumably. So says the Mishnah Berurah over there, Hainu ga, when it says aliyayin, hainu gam be'emtsa su'uda. When it says to be koveh, the su'uda aliyayin doesn't just mean kiddush, it means the middle of the meal also. Milvad masha kiddush. Aliyayin, midchila. Ukmol in Shabbos. Vegam mitzvah lechol basar, and you should have meat also. So he says, okay, so we're being samech on what he says earlier. A little difficult though. The earlier halacha is just framing how oneg works in general. Now we're defining the mitzvah of simcha. So shouldn't he mention this extra chiyuv of drinking wine in the middle of the meal? You could have read that first line in Shulchan Aruch talking about kiddush, just the general basic concept of kiddush. So that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention yayin, he says, because he's somich when he says earlier. It's a little bit difficult. But what's the Bir Halacha's attitude about basar? What does he say? What should we do? That's one issue. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it as wild. It's unbelievable. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. What does Bir Halacha say to do about basar? What does he say? What's the role of basar? Not really a chiyuv. Not really necessary. You don't have to have basar and yantif. It's best. Why is it best? Because people like it. And if people like it, that's going to bring simcha. But objectively, objective simcha is really just yayin. So subjectively, yeah, basar will make most people happy also. But he says basar is not really so critical, which by the way is against who and who? Against the Bach and against the Amshul Shlomo. They both held basar is critical. It's just that it needs to be supplemented with wine. Or wine is critical and needs to be supplemented with basar, whichever way you want to say it, but they're both necessary, because they were explaining the Shitas HaRambam. So the way the Bir Halacha understands is the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Rambam. You don't need basar b'zman hazeh against the Rambam. So if you were, let's say, a great Sephardic posek, and someone were to ask you, should you need basar b'zman hazeh? No, if you're a great Sephardic posek, let's say you're a great Sephardic posek whose bread and butter, who made his entire living on bringing everyone back to the psak of Maran HaMechaber, and everything went like Maran Beit Yosef, and all the other Sephardic traditions to go against Maran Beit Yosef, and to always go like the Rambam, even when Maran Beit Yosef is against the Rambam, and to always, and all those other traditions, you threw them to the side, you cast them aside, and said, "No, we go like Maran Beit Yosef." What would you paskin? Yes, basar or no basar? You paskin no basar. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about basar. Bir Alach says Shulchan Aruch says you don't need basar. Who is the great Sephardic posek who brought everyone back 500 years and says we gotta go with Maran Beit Yosef? Maran Beit Yosef is it. He's the only one. We forget about everybody else. We don't forget about everybody else. We quote them like crazy. We quote them, but when it comes to Pesach Halacha, it's Maran Beit Yosef. So Rav Avadya Yosef, that was his life's work. That was everything he did. So you'd expect when he's asked in Yechavadad Chelik Vav Simon Lamin Gimel Ha'im Bizman Hazeh Yesh Mitzvah Simcha Min HaTorah B'Yom Tov Al Yedei Achilas Basar Shtiyas Yayin, that the answer will be a resounding Shtiyas Yayin yes, Achilas Basar no. One second, but it's long, so we got to skip the whole thing to the Sikkum, and then we'll see how we got there. So in the Sikkum at the end, Gam bizman hazeh mitzvah min haTorah l'kayim mitzvah sesamachta b'chagecha be'achilas basar shtiyas yayin ukedas haRambam. I paskin like the Rambam. He says you need to have meat. V'av pishikra mitzvah basar behema mishen yachal lechol basar behema mitame brios o kashrus. If a person, for health reasons or kashrus reasons, can't get basar behem or can't eat basar behem, yachol kai mitzvah simcha basar ov. So eat chicken at least. Umitzvah semeches nashim b'roi lehen, dainim nashim begadim tachshitim non, v'esketan b'roi lehen, m'klai shoy gozim begadim v'mutakim, give women clothing, children candy, v'chein pasak maran b'shulchan aruch. And so paskins maran. Then he says, and I got to close with the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam about taking care of the poor and not locking your doors and making sure that your simcha is not a selfish simcha. Okay, great. That's a great way to end the tshuva. I would agree. You got to close with the Lashon of the Rambam. That Lashon of the Rambam is golden. Take it with you the rest of your life. If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. I think we read it. Did we? I don't know. Yeah? Where is it coming from? He's saying that the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. We saw the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rambam. Bir Alecha says the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rambam. So the truth is, when he says the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, he might just mean on the women and children part. So we're going to need to take a look back at this Yechavadas and see where, how he got to this point. To pass like the Rambam against the Mechaber. So the great thing about Rav Avadya's tshuva is, I was just saying in my Tuesday night shiur the other night, I was reading a tshuva from the Chalkas Yoav. Chalkas Yoav was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer's Talmidim were all like, they were imitations of the Avnei Nezer. You know, they very much had the same style. But the Avnei Nezer's style was that he'd have a shayla, and the way he would deal with it is he'd quote the basic source of that you would assume would answer the shayla, and then he'd come in with a gemara that has nothing to do with anything, and with a harifus, and if you look at it this way and like that, and like blow your mind, and that's the answer. Like with a twist, always with a twist. And all of us tell me in the same way. Chalkas Yoav, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajaglav, the Eretz Tzvi, always, it changes everything. Rav Avadya is the exact opposite. Rav Avadya's style is the exact opposite of that. It's extremely mesudar, no twists and turns, very, very straightforward. This is what the Pasuk says, this is what the Gemara says, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Most hold this way, that's why we paskin that way. Sometimes our strange Ashkenazi brethren, you know, go off a little bit and they hold a different way. Good. Very straightforward. You can mamish follow shlav achar shlav. So if we want to trace Rav Avadya's thinking, it shouldn't be that difficult, especially in Yechavadat, where he's much shorter. It's only a couple of pages over here. Yeah, Bia Omer, it would have been like 20 pages. So let's see the first paragraph. Because the first paragraph is where he deals with this issue. Yeah, question.
There's two questions. First question is going back to the Shulchan Aruch. Why, would it be a problem when he mentions Kiddush, Yahya the Kiddush, right? Would it be a problem of Mrs. Chavius Kavilis if we didn't have the Mishnah Berurah to explain that he says you need wine also during the Seder?
Meaning, if you were trying to be Yotzi Simchas Yantiv with the wine, and also Kiddush with the wine, would it be Chavilas Chavilas problem? Not sure. Kala Chazer over Chavilas Chavilas, and look at the Gedarim of Chavilas Chavilas.
And also,
depends on what you drink. You could drink the whole glass by Kiddush. For me, I'm very happy for the rest of the Shabbos meal. I need a nap afterwards. Yeah.
Also, it's interesting why nobody quotes when the Bach quoted the Gemara on Shabbos. They mentioned Duggan also. So nobody quotes Duggan as a way also.
Because Duggan is right.
If we go from the whole gather, really there's no Indian of
Basar. Or Basar Oaf, even. Rav Vadia just mentions it at the end, so where does that come in?
Yeah, so
meaning,
Oaf, why not Basar
if Ein Simcha L'Basar relates to the Shalmei Simcha, there was no Oaf brought as Shalmei Simcha, and there were certainly no fish, but you know, no Oaf is Shalmei Simcha. So where does Basar Oaf even come in? But if it's just things that make you happy, so Duggan maybe makes you happy, and so does chicken.
Like
yeah, yeah. So let's see how Rav Vadia got there. Let's take a look how Rav Vadia got there. We'll try to read through Summer quickly at the beginning because it's great chazara of everything we did. So he starts out. Kazaram bilchis yom tov zel shana shivus mei pesach shavus mei chagim shari yom tov mkulam asur besu betaynis. First thing is you can't do sad things on yom tov. V'chayev adam liyos ben samech v'tov leiv huvisho v'adam v'nei b'adam kol anil v'melav shenem v'smach tov b'kacha atu v'bin chubitecha. Everyone's got to be happy. Even though Karban Shlomim is the real way to do Simcha, make everyone around you happy also, it's part of it. That's the Rambam, we've seen it 1,000 times. V'hikshal zemaran ha-beit Yosef asks the Mechaber sharei b'psachim tanya Rabbi Yudu M'sei Rav M'zman Shabbat M'shchaim Yisimchal Basar Hashanem Rav Zach Shom V'achal Toshom V'samachta, that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's when it was just meat. Achshav Shem V'shchaim Yisimchal V'yayin Shanem V'yayin Yisamach L'vav Enosh U'mashma Shabizman HaZed Dai B'yayin B'lo Basar. The Gemara sounds like just wine, no meat. Vitire to Marshal. Where did I get this Marshal? Ravadia. The Marshal, I'm not a big bucky in Marshals in Beitza or anywhere else. The Marshal answers, Shagam Rabbi Dom Seral on the Skav in the Mayra Chilz Basar Misimcha. Shari Barusha Iker Simcha Zion to Besuda. Oh, clearly Rabbi Dom Seral doesn't mean to say you don't have meat. Of course you have meat. That's the Iker. Velonikri Suda Lios Basamech Vitovle Bloch Lios Basar Ela. Shabizman Shay Besamich Kaima Yochlan Basar Shlam Musmechin Gambalo Yayin. It used to be that they would have only basa. Great, that's the Marshal's answer. So too, similarly, not exactly the same, the Bach, Liashiv Dasa Rambam, based on the Mishnah Chulin, etc., etc., etc. Third line from the top. Nimsa shegam bizman hazeh yesh simcha bebasar, ela sheikra simcha bizman hazeh al yidei yayin shenar v'yayin yisamach v'avinosh. And he goes on to say, and so says the Maram ben Chabib in Kapos Tamarim, that bizman hazeh we need both, basar and yayin. And he brings a smach lazeh, that we need basar bizman hazeh also, from the fact that the Gemara in Tainis tells us, erev tisha ba'av, lo yochal basar v'lo yishte yayin. You don't eat meat on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, we've extended that beyond Erev Tisha B'Av to the whole 9 days, as a minute. But Erev Tisha B'Av really means Sudam Afsekes, before Tisha B'Av. No meat, no wine. Because it's Simcha. So you see that meat, even Bisman Azev, if we're observing Tisha B'Av, means Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So, and still, meat, we assume, is going to bring Simcha. So you see that meat is a Simcha-related thing. Good. And then he goes on. Uchayotz b'zeheir emagin avrol mashkas v'al shabbos shazeh shomer shein simcha l'basar ayin adaf v'zayin z'beis v'ish kayam v'yabasar shal mi simcha v'yisigalav mi gemar Sanhedrin. Okay, he has another right from gemar Sanhedrin that Basar involves simcha. And then he says, and there's a third approach to answer the Rambam. Let's look at this one. We didn't see it inside, but it's the Aruch Lener in Sukkah. Gam b'sefer Aruch Lener kasav. Shav pi shadas Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser shebizman hazeh ein simchal b'yayin mikol makom sugyas ha-gemara b'chagiga ein akein. Says the Aruch Lener, you know why the Rambam says you need basar and yayin, even though our Gemara said you only need yayin? It's because the Rambam doesn't pass in like our Gemara. There's another Gemara that goes against our Gemara. There's a sugya and chagiga that says otherwise. Mikol makom sugya sagamara v'chagiga ein akein. El mei apasagats v'shem v'smachta v'chagecha lo manu shesimcha v'basar. The sugya and chagiga learns from the smachta v'chagecha that you need to use meat. Kedemas gravashi d'vikrad v'smachta gufi yalfin v'shein simcha v'basar behema. Yatsu ofos v'mach shem v'm simcha v'lo yalf mishlam. So we're not learning from a carbon shlamim. We're not learning from the pasuk about carbon shlamim. We learn from the smachta v'chagecha. Is the smachta v'chagecha about a carbon? No! So if the Gemara Chagiga says V'samach T'Bechagecha means meat, what kind of meat is it talking about? Regular meat. So even B'Zman HaZeh, you're going to have to use meat. And that's going to be Miyashiv the Rambam. That B'Zman HaZeh, you still need to eat meat. What doesn't he say? What hasn't he quoted? Shulchan Aruch. He hasn't brought down what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, the next paragraph is all about the discussion of whether Simcha Mida Oraisa is still a Chiyuv Bizman, whether Simcha is still a Chiyuv Mida Oraisa Bizman Azeh. Skip down to the end of, on page 12, the end of the page. Two lines from the bottom. Visiyim, and he concludes. I believe he's quoting the Shagasari over here. Umarana Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Chavtes Lo Hiskir Simchas Yom Tov BeBasar. Mishum Dazel Tamei BeBeis Yosef. Shehiksha LaRamba MeAgamara SheMashmo SheBizman Hazeh Dai BeYayin. The reason the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote Basar is like the Bir Halacha said, because he argues on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch holds you don't need basar bizman hazeh. Achmaran atzmo b'shulchan aruch. Says Rav Avadia, I always pass in like Maran Beit Yosef. Don't get me wrong. But you can't look at one line of Maran Beit Yosef and think you know what Maran Beit Yosef says. You got to look at the whole picture. And what Maran Beit Yosef says everywhere. And there is a halacha in Hilchos Purim. Simin Tafresh Sadi Vav Siv Zayin. Where did my Mishaburu go? Tafresh Sadi Vav. Very end of Shulchan Aruch. Orachayim. That's all right. Amelus. It's not what they meant. Yesh mi sheomer sheon in mutter bebasar v'yayin d'lasi yaseh d'yachad avelus v'dach yaseh d'rabim d'arayis l'smoach v'purim. Says, what if you have a person who's an onen on Purim? So he has his personal aninus, and an onen is not allowed to eat basar, novel is, but not an onen, versus the mitzvah of simcha Purim, simcha saporim. So is he allowed to eat meat? Well, an onain is not a simcha, he's just not allowed to basar. So I would have said, okay, don't eat meat. Eat something else. And feel simcha. Like, do something else. Why does simcha have to be with basar? Who says simcha is with basar? Maran Beit Yosef Paskins in Tavkov Chavtes and Luchas Yantif against the Rambam. You don't need basar. But what is he paskin in Ilchos Purim? Yesh mi sheomer sheonein mutter bebasar. Nonein is allowed to have basar on Purim. Why? Why is Nonein allowed to have basar? Because the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim is a mitzvah to Rabin. That's a mitzvah for the entire community. His aninus, a personal thing. It's his own personal aninus. So the mitzvah to Rabin overwhelms the personal aninus. So he's defining simcha as basar. So says Rav Avadya. Ukvar hikshal ze amagin Avram. Dilo adiv mi yom tov. What is going on? On Yontov you don't have to have basar. And on Purim you have to have basar. Where is there more of a mitzvah of simcha? Simcha's Purim, daraisa or darabanan? It's a no-brainer. The whole Purim is only darabanan. Simcha's Yom Tov, daraisa or darabanan? Machlokes bizman hazeh, right? But at least initially it's daraisa. It's at least ikaro mi divrei Torah. It's at least based on a daraisa. So the Magen Avraham already asks, why is Purim better than Yom Tov? The Sfira Leila Beit Yosef she'ein tzarech dafka bebasar. The Ayin b'Sefer Darkei Tshuva. If you look in the Sefer Darkei Tshuva, what is the Sefer Darkei Tshuva? No idea. The Moon Catcher. I wasn't expecting it. The Darkei Tshuva is the Moon Catcher Sefer Nyaradeya. Moon Catcher Rebbe Sefer Nyaradeya. What he did is he took the halachas of Yerodea, the Munkach Rebbe, big Talmid Chacham, the Munkach Rebbe, some of them were very big Talmid Chacham, Minchas Luzer, the Benai Yisuslu, so these are Munkach Rebbe. So the Divrei Torah is a Munkach Rebbe, although they say the Satmar Rebbe didn't like the Divrei Torah. He thought that it wasn't so good. He said, I don't know if you say this, but they say the Satmar Rebbe used to say about the Sefer Divrei Torah that he had to call it Divrei Torah, otherwise no one would have been able to identify what it is. Satmar Rebbe was pretty charif about things that he didn't like. So, Darkei Tshuva is a collection of all of the tshuvas in Achronim that you have on Halachas and Yerodeh. Meaning Pischei Tshuva on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch has like all the Nedavidas and some Silvers, but Darkei Tshuva said, well, the Pischei Tshuva was written a couple hundred years ago, there's a lot happened between then. There was a lot written. So he collected all of the, you know, all of the different Tshuva Sfarim since then. It's fascinating. It's encyclopedic. And certainly in some, if it's encyclopedic, Rav Shechter said that the way he did it was he had the boys in the yeshiva write the sefer. Like he'd assign different sefim. So everyone would have to research that sif and come up with as many tshuvas as they can. So the boys that were better in learning, that were stronger in learning, had did a better job. And the boys that were not as strong in learning did a worse job. So some of the sefim in Darkei Tshuva are totally encyclopedic. Everything, they shake out every marimakam. And others, not so much. Because it all depends on who got assigned that sim. Fascinating thing. So in Darkei Tshuva, in Yoredeya Simen Pei Tes, what's Yoredeya Simen Pei Tes? That's the halachos of Basar B'Cholav, of waiting between meat and dairy. Shakasav, so he mentions over there, Shav Shashagas Ari Yehela Sheyotzim Dei Mitzvah Simcha B'Yom Tov B'Chol Shar Minei Smachos Ve'in Tzorech Davka B'Achilos Basar. Even though the Shagas Ari says that you don't necessarily need meat, because that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Apparently, Achagon Rabbi Nuchayim Mitzans Bal Divrei Chayim Amar Shein Divrei Hashagasari Muchrachim. Hashagasari is wrong. El Tzarich Leachol Biyom Tov Basar Behema B'Davka K'dei L'Kayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. He says, but Darkei Tshuva says that we don't pass like the Hashagasari. The Sanzer Rav said that you should have only meat on Yom Tov. Chen Kozagon Rabbi Moshe Amarulo Tshuva's Dvar Moshe Ayin Ol Da Gon Rabbi Yudan Adjar Sefer Simchas Yehuda. You get it. When Rav Avadya wants you to believe something, he'll tell you everybody who says. But bottom line is, Rav Avadya says, what do we have over here? We have a mechaber in Hilchos Purim that says, gotta have basar. Mechaber in Hilchos Yantif makes no mention of basar, and the way the Bir Alach understands it is because the mechaber disagrees with the Rambam. But when you take into account the Mechaber in Hilchos Purim that defines Simcha as Basar, maybe when the Mechaber asks the Kasha on the Rambam in Hilchos Yantiv, it's just that, it's a Kasha. He's not being Cholek. It's a Kasha. That the Mashmal of the Gemara is ain't okay. So Rav Avadya is not 100% clear about what he really believes is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, but here's the thing. When it's debatable, but the Rambam is clear, he'll go with the Rambam. So it's at least debatable what the Shulchan Aruch holds. So the Shulchan Aruch is at all vague, and the Rambam is ganz klar, so he's going to go with the Rambam. So that's where he gets his conclusion, even though he made his living, his whole bread and butter was all about Maran Beit Yosef. Okay, next time let's go back to the beginning and try to figure out if it's Daraisa or Rabban Bizman Azel. Let's go to those Maran Mekomos, Taisumoy Katan and Rabbi Nitzavel, etc. Shagzariyeh. Shagzariyeh is very long, we'll see how much we can try to work through.